Good morning, everyone. All right, I have two words for us to think about this morning. The first one is imitate. Imitate. Imitate means to copy or to follow or to be like. Let's think of some examples. What would you do if you were to imitate or copy a bunny? You might hop, or wiggle your nose, or put your hands up on the top of your head to make it look like you have big bunny ears. All right, let's do another one. Let's imitate what we think Pastor Jim looked like back in his rock and roll days. Let's do some air guitar and pretend that we're jamming on the piano. Maybe a little head banging. You think that's a little bit too much? All right, so we're imitating. Now that we have a better understand of what imitate means, I have a couple questions. Who would it be better to imitate? Someone who has just robbed a bank, or someone who has just donated money to church community services? Here's another one. Who would it be better to imitate? Someone who has just picked up sticks and pine cones to clean up their neighbor's yard without even being asked? Or someone who throws trash out the window while they're driving down the road. Imitate. It means to copy or to follow or to be like. Now let's talk about humility. That's our second word, humility. Humility means to put others first by giving up what you think you deserve. Ugh, that's kind of a doozy. Humility means putting other people before yourself so they can have what you think you should have. So an example of this might be something like if you baked a batch of cookies and took a bag full to each of your neighbors, but all of a sudden realized that you forgot about that one house at the end of the road and you only have the two cookies left that you are going to eat yourself and pat yourself on the back for doing such a nice thing for all your neighbors. You have to give those last two cookies away to your neighbors and that house in the end of the street as an act of humility. Or if you've waited all day long to finally be able to watch TV, you finished all your online homework, swept the kitchen like you were supposed to, even did a few extra things around the house without your mom even asking, and you finally get to sit down and watch your favorite show, and then all of a sudden, your little brother or your little sister comes up to you and says, "Can we watch my favorite show instead of your favorite show?" And you say yes. That's showing humility. Even though you totally earned that 30 minutes of watching your favorite TV show, you let your little brother watch his favorite show instead. Now let's put these two words together, imitate and humility. The scripture in today's sermon is from Philippians chapter 2, and the title of the beginning section of that chapter in Philippians is called Imitating Christ's Humility. Here, we Christians are being told that we need to imitate or to copy or to be like Jesus Christ. And taking it even a step further, the Bible tells us that we need to imitate Jesus' humility. Now, how did Jesus show humility? Well, really, from the first day he was born. He was a king born in a barn. Most other kings in history, I would guess, were born in much nicer places than a barn, without flies and without dirty animals in their poop. Throughout his life, Jesus helped other people, especially those who were in need. He always helped the very poor people around him. He always helped the very sick people around him, the people who others usually ignored. And who we might ignore ourselves if we were ever put in that position. Jesus always put other people's needs and wants before himself. So this week, Think about all the ways you can be like Jesus, how you can imitate Jesus. And also think about how you can imitate Jesus' humility. Now here's the challenge. It's probably going to be pretty easy for you to think of what it's like to imitate Jesus and to do some things with humility. The hard part is actually doing them. So let's pray and ask God to give us strength and the ability to be humble just like Jesus and to put others before ourselves. Dear God, thank you for sending your son Jesus to earth to show us how to be humble and to put others before ourselves. Help us to imitate Jesus' humility in everything we do. In Jesus' name, amen.